I'm Elisa Mortensen, and this is Undo Redo. Let's take a look at all the things that happen in life that we would like to undo and have a chance to redo. Hey, guys, the month of love is still happening. That's why I'm going to keep talking about it. There's never enough love in the world. We have to keep talking about this. So, my opinion is there's never a good reason not to love. I know we get frustrated and we withdraw love at times, and I talked about that in the last podcast, but I feel love when I choose to be loving. Okay, whether or not I choose to keep being around the person, you know, is up to me. But for me, this has made all of the difference. The quality of love that I'm able to feel in my life has had a huge increase when I do this. And I gave some examples in the last podcast, Love Misunderstood, if you want to take a listen to that one and catch up. But I want to talk about the closeness and the connection that I get to feel towards others and how it allows me to be my divine and more truer self. Because from a place of love, all of my routines and my behaviors align, which has given me more skills in compassion and forgiveness and not putting conditions on my choosing to love, which means I am able to love more unconditionally, which I believe is a more accurate way to love. People can have a negative experience with another person, and then they proclaim that they cannot love that person anymore. And therein lies the misery. That's where it begins. I'm not ever going to love them again. And okay, well, what are you going to feel instead? Well, angry. I'm going to have horrible feelings instead, and I will keep justifying them. So do you see how it just hurts us? Hate is a very strong emotion, and I want to warn you against it, because when you have a very strong emotion, just like any emotion, in order to maintain it, you must focus on what creates it for you, which with hate would be focusing on more negative aspects of the person, more negative aspects of life, more negatively of what they're doing, which then brings about more negativity into you and not them, in order to kind of maintain that anger and that hate and that begrudging feeling. That causes you to feel off in some way. Byron Katie teaches that every judgment you have is only a projection of something you see inside yourself and recognize in the other person. I'm going to say that again. Byron Katie teaches that every judgment you have is only a projection of something you see inside yourself and can recognize it in the other person. So if that's true, then some of our biggest loathing starts with misdirected self-loathing. And we think we are miserable because of them. And friends, love is always an option in this case. It is one of the hardest skills to develop. It is about learning the contrast that the mean, rude, not even meeting the basic human decency is part of this life's experience. We don't show up the way we should. We're mean and rude and don't even meet our own basic human decency sometimes. And they don't either. So every person but one has done these things, right? With the exception of Christ, whom we all know, he has unconditional love. We are meant to learn this. No conditions to my loving you. When you don't love someone, you are the one that doesn't feel love. And that means when we learn to choose this way of loving with ourselves, others can catch a break too. You don't need anything in return, like nothing. The people who need love the most are the ones who on the surface seem like they're mean, rude, and controlling human beings. They're brash. They're easily offended. Those are the people who are hurt and need the most love. You know, the mean barking dog is just scared and needs to be shown love. It's just harder to get to them for us in our own minds, like they don't deserve it. It just takes longer. It's so easy to love someone when they make it easy for us to love them, right? People who are open, people who are genuine and authentic, they're not attacking or blaming. Consider that the person that's difficult in your life to love just hasn't had that awareness yet and hasn't done the work to get to that place yet. They may not understand that it's up to them. And that deserves our compassion, not our judgment. So if we undo the way that we see that right away, then the redo is obvious. Love will always be the best option because it punishes you not to. What would it look like to be crazy good at this skill? There's not a good reason to not choose love. That's the truth. And I would argue all day, give me all your reasons, bring me your worst. Seriously, get on a call with me and be like, but I have all these reasons and we'll talk about it. Loving someone isn't what hurt you. Well, but I loved him and he cheated on me. You know, I loved them and they were dishonest. I love them. They talk behind my back. Loving them isn't what's hurting you. We feel as though love makes us vulnerable. And if we love them, then they'll hurt us. But it's just not true. If they're dishonest or backbiting or bitter or cheating, it's about their ability to choose to love. Not about your lovability. You're totally always lovable no matter what. And it was never even about you. If someone says to you they don't love you, or a parent said long ago that you are hard to love, that has had nothing to do with you. Isn't that so cool? Because then like all the people who have ever been mean to you and all the bullies in your life, you could be like, oh, phew, I thought it was something about me, but it wasn't. It was something about them. Just like your love journey is about you. They may not have had the ability to love you because of their own mind. All flowers are lovable, right? Some like roses more than daisies. It says nothing about the flower. It's all in the mind of the person looking at it. So if you were to ask yourself a question like, what would it take for you to get to a place of love in every area for every person? I hope that you're thinking right now like, that's impossible. I hope you are thinking that is a lot. That would be a lot to take on. But anything that's really worth doing takes a lot of work to get there, and then it takes even more work on a continual basis to keep it that way. Nothing is certain in this life. Only what you can commit to on the inside of yourself. That is the only thing that can't be taken away from you. So don't let the things that do come with us when we die get the least attention or the least work and effort put in. We're all jumping to take care of the crumbs on the floor, right? But we could easily hold a grudge or speak behind someone's back. So let's do the work. When you have an incredible ability to love, it's easier for others to love you. There's a primary song that comes to my mind right now. I learned it long ago. When your heart is filled with love, others will love you. If you thought of somebody during this episode, please share it with them and write a review. You guys, people are able to find me when you write reviews. I don't know that I have any ratings or reviews. I need to go look, but I need to start asking you for them because I know I need to reach a lot more people and a lot more people need to hear this. So go find the stars, find the reviews and be honest with it and just so it can send out in the rhythms to more people and offer it up. People need to find this. The heavens reach us through each other. And then get on lifecoachalisa.com for a free chat with me. And together, we're going to line out a plan for you in whatever area causes you pain or you need to heal in. Let's do this. So I hope to hear from you. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.